I am acknowledging, despite texters who refuse to listen, some texters, that Donald Trump won decisively. It was, if you get to 312, excuse me, it's a blowout. Economy, inflation, immigration, working class, disruptor. Bravo, deserves praise for that. Absolutely does. But I'm just saying, when you pick the individuals he selected and they have significant character questions and there are millions of options who are Republicans, I'm not saying you pick, you know, Bernie Sanders. You pick Republicans. You pick people who support Donald Trump. Of course you do. He won. So Matt Gaetz. No one thinks Matt Gaetz is some superb attorney. There's nothing in his background to suggest that. Zero. He's incredibly loyal to Donald Trump. And he's a disruptor also. But he quit last week. What a coincidence. 2 days before an ethics report is coming out. Questions of underage sex, sex trafficking, illicit drugs. House Ethics Committee's meeting Wednesday. Let's see what they say. Speaker of the House has already morphed his position on it. Now an attorney representing two women involved in allegations Gaetz have attended up to 10 sex parties with Matt Gaetz. Sex on a air hockey. I mean, is the air on at that point? Or, I mean,
it's got to be.
Yeah. It's not the bubble one, right? I mean, that's
the checks.
I mean, I don't know.
Do you have this, you have the scoreboard playing too? Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Charge! Yeah. Again, pick a Republican who is a true MAGA believer, not a guy facing these allegations. DOJ decided that they couldn't meet the standard of getting a guilty verdict. They didn't clear him. They didn't say he's innocent. They didn't say, woo, his co-conspirator, he's in the slammer, the guy he was hanging with. There are congressmen who point out how Gaetz was going around showing videos of sex on the floor of Congress, talking about whatever ED pill he was taking and younger women. Pick someone qualified. Hegseth. Again, I didn't come out ripping Hegseth last week. Colonel Hunt was a lot harder to me. I just said, you know, Secretary of Defense, would you want to have some experience in running giant businesses? And there are people who don't have that and be successful. But now his attorney acknowledged he paid off a woman who was looking for money over a sexual assault. We didn't jump into the tattoo thing, but the tattoo thing seems to be gaining more traction on it. The tattoo he has with links to white supremacy. I'm not up to speed, Dave. I don't know if maybe this is your area of expertise, tattoos and white supremacy.
Neither.
But he was denied opportunities because of that tattoo. RFK Jr., who, by the way, is just lying about vaccines, and you can find interview after interview where he's caught in lies. But let's look at this guy's past. Pick people aligned with what Donald Trump wants to do. You won. But Matt, let's just zero in on Matt bleeping Gaetz. Give me a break. Just knock it off. He's not close. Like, the guy who's going to run the Department of Justice, and by the way, just because you're cleared by the DOJ doesn't make, okay, he's good. I think the bar's better. Now, look at some texts about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton didn't get enough scrutiny back in the day. 100% correct. Absolutely. Lying about Paula Jones. Monica Lewinsky. 100% I agree. As far as Matt Gaetz, underage sex and qualifications, Clinton won the governor's position, I think was the attorney general, was president. But by the way, in hindsight, and I've said this over and over and over again, Bill Clinton should have stepped down. Absolutely should have stepped down. But that's my point, Dave. And I want you to chime in. I want to look at a couple texts. He gets deference, right? And he'll get deference on his FCC pick here, someone who helped write stuff for Project 25. Don't get out of here if you believe Project 2025 is not going to have some influence on the administration. It's not going to run it totally, but it's going to have influence. What just about that ethical part of it, the character part? And again, Trump probably feels he's been railroaded over and over again. Like, here's the texture. If you dive into his character, you won't like it. Dive into my character all you want. You're going to find me underage sex, sex trafficking, illicit drugs. Get out of here with that. You're right. There's a lot of stuff we don't know about people, but not that for the attorney bleeping general.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk, if character is in question, Donald Trump has not surrounded himself with people of good character too often. I think that's fair to say. However you believe the...
Mike Pence?
Yeah, well, I can look at others within the previous administration. We can go back to how close you believe he may have been with Jeffrey Epstein. You can look at, obviously, the people that he's bringing into this administration.
Oh, it's very clear he was close to Jeffrey Epstein. The evidence is overwhelming on that.
People will debate.
So was Bill.
People will debate what he knew, mm-hmm. what he was a part of. I mean, it's a problem when it's a problem when something surprises you like Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
You know, people weren't surprised with Stephen Miller. People weren't surprised with, I mean, Hegseth was a surprise from where he came from.
Yeah.
But, you know, it certainly wasn't.
A TV personality, sure.
Yes, it wasn't the immediate, how could you pick that guy because of what he's alleged to have done? Now we're learning some things. Matt Gaetz, we all knew. The whole world knew about what was going on as far as the House having the report that was supposed to come out on Friday. We all knew the man's a pig.
Among the texts here, Chad, why don't you talk about Biden's poor decision potentially put us in World War III? We're getting there. But again, that's a duck. That's a duck to what we're talking about right now. That is a duck. We're going to get to it. Chad, this happens when the pendulum swings too far left. People get fired up. Okay. He still should get to pick Republicans. I got it. MAGA supporters. Not Matt Gaetz. Another texter pointed out the evangelicals who talk about the Bible. Jake Tapper yesterday asked Mike Johnson, who talks often about spirituality. And he's twisting himself in knots on Matt Gaetz. Trump presumably will tell a clown show that will take at least a decade to fix. Apparently, the voting public prefers a criminal and his criminal loyalists to run the country. I don't know. I don't know. Wasn't my guy. Never was my guy. But I think you can be a supporter of his and say, I love you, Donald Trump, or I respect you, but you've got to be better than Matt Gaetz. It's not that hard to do that. 36 best two. The lefties very upset. Part of their leadership group, Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, who have been scathing and constant in their criticism of Donald Trump since they helped prop him up. 15 and 16, Donald was on their show a lot. It was good-natured. It was fun. It was friendly. And then they started to look at some of his decision-making, and they opined, and they're talk show hosts. They get to give their opinion. They didn't exactly run from Hitler comments. They didn't exactly run from fascist comments. But they decided election has consequences for them. And so they reached out to Donald and said, we want to meet with you. So they went on Friday and they met face-to-face with the president-elect at Mar-a-Lago. They said something like, you know, obviously we didn't agree on a lot of things. We covered a lot. And we started, the biggest thing we started, we wanted to have communications again and keep that dialogue going. Donald Trump said a lot of the same thing, that they came down, congratulated. Of course, he's going to brag. He's Trump, right? Congratulated me on my great election victory. But also we talked about things, including dialogue, and Trump then said he's all for a free and fair press. Yeah, sure.
He's take him at his word.
Yeah, okay. Good luck to you on that one.
Thank you.
He's for a press that agrees with him. We're done.
Well, that's end of statement. If he's right all the time, which he'll tell you he is.
He was right to 312 a couple weeks ago. I mean, this is a guy who's threatened to go after media member after media member, including the owner of this company, George Soros.
Those are the ones that lie, Chad.
Yeah. As long as they kiss his butt. What do you think about the decision by Scarborough and Brzezinski?
It's interesting that you'd make the extra step as media members to take a day off from their show, fly down to Mar-a-Lago.
I think they also live in Florida, so worked out as a nice weekend.
I guess that helps.
Yeah.
I guess that helps. But it doesn't bother me too much.
I don't have a problem with it. But my audience isn't made up of raging lefties who hate every step that Donald Trump takes.
Obviously, they know that going in.
They do. Listen, I'm pointing out the Gates thing because I think it's grotesque. I am not going to react to every stupid tweet this time like we did other times. I think he deserves credit in his success in parts of the election. I'm all for having dialogue. I've said that many, many times. We've talked about this so many times over the years with the guy. Carter and I used to debate all the time, would you golf with him? Carter was, nope, I wouldn't. I found him loathsome. I'd golf with him today. Sit down with him? Yes.
Would you play for money?
If it's just me and him, I'd play him for every penny on the planet. Okay. His flunkies can't be there. But, yeah, I'd play him for a lot. I don't have his. I'm like 800 billion miles from his, but, yeah. Is there a TV stunt about this? Of course. They're TV stars, right? So are they trying to get some bang out of it? Sure. Are they really pissing off a lot of their loyal followers today? Yes. To the point where they're not going to watch him? I doubt it.
He might go to Fox.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to lead. I mean, we had the conversation, was it last week, where I saw it over and over again. If you're friends with someone to vote for Trump, I don't understand you. You have no character. You have morality. I have plenty of friends who vote for Donald Trump. Now, if I thought one of them was a racist or a sexist, would I be friends with them? No. Are they supporting someone who's offered up those comments? Yes, they are. But they're not supporting him because of that, the people I'm friends with. They're supporting him for various reasons, all policy positions, including they're not crazy about where the Democrats are going. But I would never cut off a friend for just supporting Donald Trump. So media folks trying to have a dialogue with Trump, no problem. And I think they made a smart calculation that many of their viewers feel like it's capitulation. It's butt kissing. I mean, Scarborough over and over again made comparisons to, well, in the 30s, you know, fascists constantly. I don't watch it, but I see the clips. So there could be a bit of, you kind of look fraudulent. But if you get to sit down with the President of the United States, who, by the way, you once had a very cordial relationship with, and you can have some dialogue, and maybe you feel like you can meet in some areas, good.
Yeah, and if you can stay off his hit list, that's probably good for you, too, as a member of the media.
Yeah, that's probably not, you know.
I mean, seriously, it's. You know, if you can get on his good side even for just a little bit until you have to rip him again.
Yeah. And by the way, do I think this is going to last with Scarborough and Brzezinski? No. No. I'd love to see Donald Trump govern as president. Yeah, govern as president, the guy he was in New York in the 80s, 90s, and aughts, when he was center-left socially, pretty far-right fiscally, because he's wealthy.
Good luck.
But he's not appointing people who are in that spot. It's, we're going to blow things up. We believe in right to far-right positions. But if he would run more as a moderate, be great. Biden in his decision yesterday, where he's allowing Ukraine to use significant U.S. weaponry, long-range U.S. missiles, it's a pretty stunning moment. And if you look at Joe Biden, the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, about everything he said, no, I'd never do it, he's done. Right? We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. It's a long list of things. Is he doing this if Harris wins? No.
No.
No. This is what is Trump going to do? Putin and his response? And I know, like, Trump went with World War III yesterday and all that. I'm surprised. I am surprised. But this is Joe Biden saying, Ukraine, I'm going to do you one last really, really big solid. And I don't think Putin is going to overreact, because I know, and come on, we all know, Donald Trump's not going to stand up to Vladimir Putin. There's zero evidence that he's going to stand up. He's going to ask for way more concessions from Zelensky than he is Putin. And what's my proof of that? The 4 years of his presidency.
15-minute phone calls can end it, Chad.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to hear that phone call.
It's coming.
Jason, he's next. He'll take you home on CCO.